The media frenzy surrounding the published photos revealing that Olympic swimming champion Michael Phelps smoked marijuana during a party points to the hypocrisy surrounding the drug, which is the third most popular recreational drug in America, behind only alcohol and tobacco. In reaction to his admission of marijuana use, Phelps was suspended for 3 months from the U.S. swim team, and cereal company Kellogg's announced it will not renew its product endorsement contract with the swimmer. According to government surveys, some 20 million Americans have smoked marijuana in the past year, and more than 11 million do so regularly, despite harsh laws against its use. But marijuana is considered far less dangerous than alcohol or tobacco. According to the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, about 50,000 people die each year from alcohol poisoning and more than 400,000 from tobacco use. By comparison, marijuana is non-toxic and cannot cause death by overdose. In the past decade, 6.5 million Americans have been arrested on marijuana charges and tens of thousands are in prison, according to the Drug Policy Alliance. On February 4th, a conference on reforming drug policy was held at Central Connecticut State University in New Britain, Connecticut. One of the speakers was Jack Cole, Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, or LEAP, a group founded by retired police officers, judges, and prosecutors, which works to legalize and regulate currently illegal drugs. Cole describes the successful effort last year to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana in Massachusetts.
What I'm going to talk to you mainly about this afternoon is an initiative that we put through in Massachusetts last November 4th that decriminalized 1 ounce or less of marijuana. It took it out of the criminal sanctions entirely, and it made it a civil fine of $100. That means nobody has to hire an attorney to fight this thing. It means in Massachusetts, nobody goes on what we have up there, the pretty despicable law, thing called CORI, which stands for Criminal Offense Registration Information. Anybody that gets arrested for a drug violation in Massachusetts goes on this CORI. And when you're on it, you can't get off of it. You're on it for life. And you're on it even if you're later found not guilty. And the CORI is available to any licensing organization, any landlord, and any employer that wants to look at CORI. So what it means is that young people in Massachusetts, 7,500 of them per year, who were being arrested for less than an ounce of marijuana in Massachusetts, were stuck with this lifelong stigma that made it very hard for them to get housing, hard for them to get a job. We've made it practically impossible for them to go to college because we've passed other laws that say if you've been caught with so much as one marijuana cigarette, you can no longer get a grant or loan from the government to go to college. Taking this out of the realm of criminal sanctions means that that doesn't apply to these people. And it allows young people who do something I wouldn't recommend by any means, dipping and dabbing as it's called, in drug use, using marijuana, making a mistake, they're not stuck for life with it. Those of us at LEAP do not believe in decriminalization. We think it's a bad policy, but it's certainly a better policy than we have now. It'll save a lot of people's punishment. The trouble with decriminalization is when you decriminalize, you only decriminalize for the user. Everybody else in that chain is still a criminal. And that means that this artificial value for these drugs, this artificially inflated value, only exists because of prohibition, still exists. So people are still willing to kill each other, cops and kids, in order to sell these drugs. But if we legalize it, that's all over. But on the way to legalizing it, there's a lot of things we can do on a state and a local level, and you cannot legalize drugs and regulate them on a state and local level. You have to get the federal government or even the international government to do that. So what we did was we came up with this idea in Massachusetts. We rallied law enforcement in the guise of LEAP to go out and blunt some of these district attorneys and police chiefs' arguments by telling the truth about what was going to happen. And the truth of the matter is that all this thing would do is it would decriminalize 1 ounce of marijuana and it would help people out They were making the same arguments, similar arguments to what you heard in this debate about, oh, it's going to be hard for police then to give out these fines. And we were saying, why would it be hard to give out the fine? Every cop carries a ticket book for giving out traffic tickets. You just write in the statute for the marijuana violation and hand them the tickets. It's a very simple thing. But they came up with many, many reasons why they shouldn't do it, and we blended all those reasons. And what LEAP did when we're trying to blunt these arguments was we talked about giving police officers more time to protect the citizens of Massachusetts from violent criminals. And we posted the stats to show what a dismal thing it is today for solving these crimes and how in 1963, 7 years before the war on drugs started, we were solving many, many more of them. So the only answer to why we're not solving them today is we're spending so much police staff time and energy chasing around nonviolent drug offenders. And the main group of those folks happens to be marijuana users.
That was Jack Cole, Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Contact LEAP by calling area code 781-393-6985. Or visit their website at leap.cc. To register an opinion with Kellogg's about their cancellation of Michael Phelps' endorsement contract, call toll-free at 1-800-962-1413. This segment was recorded and produced by Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus.